thanks for tuning in to Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. Today, we're joined by Sarah from the Scrappy Elephant, a Wild Virginia partner that offers our members 10% off, in addition to keeping unwanted art and craft materials out of the landfill and getting them back to the community at affordable prices. Thanks for joining, Sarah.
Thank you.
So, my first question is, what is the Scrappy Elephant, and what kind of materials and programs does it offer?
So the Scrappy Elephant is a creative reuse center. The mission is keeping art and craft materials from entering the landfill and then getting them back to the community as low cost as possible. So the front of the Scrappy Elephant is a store, and it's filled with a little bit of everything. There's colored pencils and crayons and markers, and then fine art supplies, nicer oil pastels and paints, all sorts of paint, canvases, papers. And then on the more craftier side, there's fabric and thread and yarn and knitting needles and jewelry making supplies. And there's really just a little bit of everything. It's donation based. So every day is different. You're never going to find the same thing twice here. You're also not going to probably find everything you need, but you will also probably find things you didn't even know you needed. So it's really just a little bit of everything. And then in the back of the Scrappy Elephant, there's a studio space. It can be rented by the hour. It's also filled with materials. People make whatever they want to make. And then we clean up the mess. There's parties and team building activities back there. And then we also are offering a lot of classes and just, I'm honestly just throwing everything out there. So anybody who wants to teach, I say, come teach. And they do.
That sounds awesome. It sounds like there's a lot of different things going on in the Scrappy Elephant, something for everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
So looking back, what inspired the invention of the Scrappy Elephant?
So I'm an artist and I'm a former art teacher. And I am also a parent. And art for me has always been the thing that has just brought me a sense of calm and relaxation. And it did the same for my students. They would always tell me that art class was the only time in their day they could feel relaxed and be themselves. So I wanted to help bring that to more people. And then when I had my daughter, I just became panicked about the state of our planet and climate change. And I just started looking for something more that I could do to help the environment. And I discovered this creative reuse idea down in Nashville, and I became obsessed and started visiting every creative reuse center I could find and just wanted to figure out a way to bring it here to Central Virginia.
That's awesome. I didn't know that they had other centers like this.
Oh yeah, it's all over and it's growing. Like more and more are popping up every day. There's a great one in Richmond because, you know, Richmond's such a great art community. The biggest one and the oldest one I think on the East Coast is down in Durham, and it's like 20,000 square feet of just art and craft supplies. It's a little overwhelming, but it's awesome.
So in your mission statement, the Scrappy Elephant promotes sustainable living by participating in the circular economy. And for those of us who don't know, could you elaborate a little bit on what a circular economy is and what it is providing an alternative to?
Yeah. So traditional economy, we like buy, use, and throw away. So the circular economy is really just trying to promote reuse as much as possible. And so, especially with art and craft materials, like a lot of people creative people like to try something, you know, and when you buy materials, you might not use it all. And so this is a place where if people have started something, a project, and haven't used all the materials, we can bring them back. And then people are able to buy gently used materials, but oftentimes we even have brand new things in here. So it just provides a way instead of buying, using, and throwing away, you're buying. And then if you're not using it all, you can give it a new home. And then just reusing as much as possible.
Awesome. I was looking on the Scrappy Elephant's website and saw that you have diverted over 25,000 pounds of arts and crafts materials since January of 2021, which is incredible. Have you observed any other benefits to the Charlottesville area, either through numbers or just through seeing it happen?
So I started during COVID, and it was really nice because so many people were at home at that time, and I heard so many people say, I've started knitting again, or I've started sewing again. I've gotten back into art again because of this place. And then so many parents and then teachers as well say, I'm able to do so much more art with my kids, with my students, because it's just so much more affordable now. And so that's been really lovely. And moving in, I started in Fluvanna, and moving into Charlottesville, I'm starting to see more UVA students, and they've been just really excited that they have now a place where they can buy super affordable materials. So it's just been great.
Yeah, I remember growing up, my mom, she was an art teacher, and she was really strict with my sister and I on preserving the art materials and saving all of the extra paper.
Yes.
And it created some really interesting art projects with the leftovers.
Yeah, absolutely.
What has been your most notable or favorite story of the Scrappy Elephant's impact on our community?
So I think one of my favorite parts is the studio and seeing what comes out of there. I remember a few years ago, I had this grandmother bring her granddaughter, and the grandmother said, "Oh, I'm just not creative at all. I'm just bringing my granddaughter to make something." And then she came out and she had made the most beautiful thing. She was so excited about it. She said, "Look what I made. I did this all by myself." And like having the time and the space and the materials just allows for so much creativity. And I think just seeing people realize that they are creative and they have these capabilities has been wonderful, because I mean, it is scientifically proven that art making reduces cortisol levels and reduces stress and anxiety. And so like seeing more people kind of get into that has been really wonderful.
Yeah. I think that personally speaking, using reused materials alleviates the pressure that you put on yourself to making art, because it's all good. You feel good about using a reused piece of paper and a pen that's been used once. You don't have that same kind of stress of you have a brand new notebook and brand new pens.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, why is it important that we divert waste from landfills and move towards a zero waste world?
So landfills are an enormous source of methane, and methane is far more potent than carbon dioxide at trapping heat in our atmosphere and contributing to climate change. So the less we can put in landfills, the better off we are.
And are there any ways that you see we can contribute to this movement individually?
Just reuse as much as possible. Like try to stop buying new. There's so many opportunities, especially in Charlottesville now, that you can buy secondhand. I just read a recent survey and it said something like over 60% of millennials and Gen Z now shop secondhand first. And I was like, oh, that's so exciting and wonderful to hear. So yeah, I think the easiest thing to do is try to shop secondhand first. And we have so many wonderful places that we can do that. And then now like this whole refill movement is also wonderful. And we have two amazing places in Charlottesville where you can refill your products instead of buying plastic containers and then throwing them away. So that's another easy thing that we can do. Composting is an easy thing that we can do. And we have two, I think, composting services in Charlottesville. So if you don't have a place that you can compost in your yard, you can now send the compost off and it gets turned into some amazing soil. So yeah, those things are super helpful.
Yeah. I'm an environmental science major, so I do know a little bit about how methane is more potent than carbon dioxide. And yeah, that's real.
Yeah. Yeah. I read something this morning that Americans, of course, we throw away the most trash in the world, but it's something like 1,200 pounds a year. That's crazy.
Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Wild Virginia Coffee Talk. For more information on our campaigns, please visit www.wildvirginia.org. Stay wild, Virginia.